Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. We're back for another episode of The Voice of Yahweh with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch. Tonight we have some exciting prophetic words that we're going to be listening to. Tune yourself in, get in the spirit, and enjoy.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you tonight, God is saying, as you sleep, God's going to give you great revelation of what is about to come upon the earth. And God's giving you that revelation so you can share it with the body of Christ and not keep it to yourself. So tonight, if God starts giving you that revelation, write it down. Only write down what God reveals to you. Don't write down what you want to believe is going to happen, because that won't work. You have to hear from God for it to work. God's saying, if truth be known, each and every one of you in here tonight can destroy the gates of hell. The enemy knows this, but the enemy does not want you to know it. And that's why he's bombarding you with all kind of junk in your life. That's why he's trying to clog up your ears so you don't hear the voice of the Father. But God is saying tonight, I give you power. I give you authority to destroy the kingdom of darkness. I am anointing you tonight to go forth in my might and in my power. And I am dropping upon you my power, my authority. And when you go in my power and my authority, all hell trembles and nothing can stand in your way. You are my beloved church. You have fought the enemy. You have laid awake at night screaming and crying out for deliverance. You have repented over and over and over again. And I've heard and I've seen it all. And I say unto you this night, I am with you and I'm not against you. I am fighting with you. I am fighting for you. And I have sent a mandate down into hell to let each and every one of you go. And you're going to find yourself walking in freedom from this night forward. And you're going to find yourself laughing at the enemy instead of him laughing at you. And you're going to know that you know that you know that you are my son and my daughter, and the enemy can never, ever, ever trick you ever again. Thank you, Father. Thank you. This night, and I'm expecting you to walk out this message tonight for the rest of your life, never giving into the trials and the tribulations that so abound around about you. And my children, I want you to take your hand into my hand tonight, and I want you to walk securely with me, knowing that I, the Lord thy God, I will reveal to you what the enemy is up to before it ever happens. And I will set you free from all captivity that the enemy tries to place around about you. You are my beloved children, and I do love you. You must quit looking at the seen world and look into the unseen world, the world that I see. You must see through my eyes, and you must see what's truly going on around about you. To do that, you have to walk in perfect love and perfect forgiveness, and you cannot back up. You cannot ever back up ever again. You must forgive and move on. You must always understand that yesterday is gone. Gone forever, never to be resurrected ever again. But the life that lies before you is rich and is bountiful. It's full of my love, my mercy, my giftings. And this is what you're striving for. What lies before you, not what you left behind. Take up your cross every day and follow me. No matter what that cross bears, follow me and do the things I'm calling you forth to do. No more backsliding into negativity, but stay firm in your convictions, always knowing that I, the Lord thy God, I am with you. No matter where you're at, I am with you. No matter what the circumstance, I am with you. Real soon you won't have any time to think about anything, because when I drop my glory, you'll be so busy you won't have any time to think of anything. So why not start right now? Why not just start clearing your mind right now? And let your mind be free to hear what thus saith your Father in heaven. The old is stale and it stinks. It's rotted in different areas. But what stands before you is brand new, brand spanking new, fresh, new oil, beautiful fragrance, beautiful perfume. The flower fields are in full bloom. And you will walk in the fields of flowers. And you will be refreshed day in and day out. So take my hand and rejoice in me. And know that you are my beloved and that I am your Father. I have come this night to rejoice with you in your newfound freedom. Freedom from unforgiveness and offense, bitterness, hatred. Your newfound freedom of walking in the Spirit, always rejoicing in who you are in me and who I am in you. Take a stand for righteousness right now. I give you a second. Take a stand for righteousness right now. Then don't move out of that stand. But stand firmly and securely in me, knowing that I am with you always until the end of the days. I am that I am, and I am not a fleeting moment, but I am a secure thing in your life, and we are locked together in love, and we will abide together in love.
This has been the Voice of Yahweh Radio. Catch you next episode.